You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Today, see, I don't know what's going on in your county because I know that sometimes you've got kids that are going to school on the 12th, right? So that's Monday. You've got other kids that are going to school on Thursday, so that's just 2 days from now. And
have some kids that are already back in school.
Yeah. Oh, what? And how about the kids that are going to school year round now that they started a couple Mondays back? So regardless when you're starting, for us today, we've got Meet the Teachers, and we want to just give this out to all of you teachers out there from every faculty, from every county. If you're listening to this right now, and that's what you do, you're an educator. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Because I can't imagine what it's like to deal with all the different parents, to deal with all the different students that some have a level of respect that is admirable. Some have a level of respect that you're like, did your parents teach you anything? And some people have parents who are incredibly busy and they can only pour so much into their kids' life. There's a spectrum all over the place. So I just want us to all have grace and just thank those teachers out there for being able to handle all of it.
Mm-hmm. And especially the teachers too. You're getting your classrooms ready. I ran into a teacher in my apartment complex yesterday. He's like, the kiddos aren't back yet, but I'm getting my room set up. And he was so excited to be back in the classroom and have just new kids to inspire and teach this year.
Well, and I know some teachers out there that they can tell you which students haven't had a meal in a day or two. You know what I mean? And those are the teachers that they kind of step in. And
absolutely.
So just thank you. Thank you for everybody who's involved in the faculties as our kids all get back. In the next couple of days, we'll be talking about this. So just wanted to make sure that we start that with you teachers this morning with the National Anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
So Chef Dennis, he lives right here in Orlando, recently retired after spending 45 years in the kitchen serving us Central Florida Floridians, cooking up that delicious, delicious food, and now is enjoying retirement by spending time helping to feed others in our community. He is volunteering at Four Roots Farm, which was started by John Rivers, the founder of Four Rivers. They help areas in our community by developing sustainable and healthy foods for anyone that is in need of them. But I want you to hear Chef Dennis, the volunteer here in the greenhouse, helping grow that delicious fruits and vegetables.
I just want to give back. I just feel like I've lived in this city for 40 plus years, and it's my career as a chef is over, and it's time to give back. I just love getting my hands on things and just helping out.
I love this because you see him in the gardens, and of course, you know, the way that Four Roots is that these gardens are huge. So you see him checking on the peppers, checking on all the produce that they're going to pick, that they're going to put in our foods that we're going to eat.
And absolutely.
You know, I've always been a fan of Four Rivers, period, and then I got a chance to actually become friends with the dude, John Rivers. Every turn that man makes, he's doing something good for the community. So I'm 100% behind this. I love all this.
Well, and Chef Dennis, like, he's got so much joy in his face too. You see him out there in the greenhouse, and you know, Four Roots said, we could not do this without our volunteers. Everyone that is in this greenhouse picking, growing, helping us plant, they are volunteers. And I saw that Four Roots is actually continuing to develop not far from downtown Orlando. They're opening a campus to the public. They'll have an education center with classrooms, field gardens, greenhouses, a restaurant. So I think it's just amazing.
Where do I sign up?
Absolutely. So there's two people doing the right thing. Chef Dennis volunteering his time at Four Roots, and Four Roots for growing all of these amazing fruits and vegetables that so many of our Central Florida families, they get to enjoy. That right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
That's John Party on K92.3. The next time we're going to get a chance to see him is one of the headliners of Country Thunder. So that's going to be in October, where Country Thunder, remember, 3 days worth of partying. Now that's after the K92.3 All-Star Jam, which is right around the corner on the 18th at UCF.
Yes, don't forget, you can grab your tickets, K92.3Orlando.com. We're also hooking you up with them all week at 9.
Okay, so I've got the kids back, right? Today is Meet the Teacher for our schooling. They're going to be back on the 8th. So that means on Thursday, our kids are back to school. And then my daughter goes back to school on Monday. They go to different schools. Anyways, the point is that I picked them up from North Carolina, where they went off for 2 weeks for summer camp. That's the longest that we've ever let them go. And as I get them back, I'm asking the kids, you know, just getting all these stories, collecting all these stories.
So from fun.
Them. You know, what was it like saying goodbye to everybody? You know, was it sad? And so, you know, Zach's telling me the stories, and Zach's my 14-year-old, about all the guys, you know, that played basketball and just really bonded. And then Kennedy, you know, she's telling me about her story.
How old's Kennedy?
Kennedy is 13.
Okay.
And so Kennedy has all these bands around her wrist. And her mom is like, oh, that's so cute. Like, did you buy those? And she's like, no, you have to get these. You have to get these from people. And we were like, okay, so how'd you get those? And she said, well, if anybody wanted to remain in contact with you, they would share a band with you at the end of camp. And that was kind of like the symbolization of, hey, I want to keep in touch, okay? Let's not wait till next camp. Let's keep in touch this whole year.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that is so cute. Like, Zach didn't really have any of those. And I'm asking her, I'm like, okay, so who gave you these? There's three of them, and they're all boys.
I love this.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm making the calculations in my head because, I'm facing this for the first time. So those of you who have already married off girls and whatnot, like, that's great. You know, I've hosted many a weddings, been a part of a lot of those scenes, but to be in it now where I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, these boys are trying to be slick. And I don't know if she knows that they're trying to be slick. And I don't know if she's just, and she's like, Dad, they just want to be friends. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I'm like, it's funny that you only got them from boys. So here we are.
Oh, but they're so young. Maybe they really are being that innocent and they just want to stay in contact with her and just be friends.
I remember what it was like to be 13.
Oh, do you? And but these boys, it's not like they're your neighbors. She's not going to see them.
No,
they live in other states.
Sure. So that's not the problem. The problem is this the type of daughter that that I have now on my hands that is like, oh, boys are interested in me. I like this attention.
Has she mentioned anything about having a cute boy in class? Or
there is one boy that she, I guess they kind of dated because Zach is 14 and his friends, one of them was interested in Kennedy, but they don't ever get
dated. They don't have
cars.
To the movies?
No.
Or has he been over the house?
No dates, no meetups. So I don't even know if you can officially call that dating, but here we are. It's upon us and the school year's coming and I'm looking for just other dads and moms to just be like, hey, it's going to be okay.
Well, this is just the start of it. I'm just warning you now. You know, I'm 27 years old and I feel like I'm like reliving my childhood. My dad used to walk around with a shirt Obi. Oh, I'll never forget it. He still has it in his closet. It was bright red and it's a DADD in big, bold white letters. And underneath in parentheses, it says dads against daughters dating. And it would have like a little boy and girl holding hands with the line cross through. So know that this is just the start.
Well, your dad was also a principal, so he probably saw a lot of hand holding and stuff, and he was
totally
like, I'm not letting my daughter get
totally,
you know, making out in the hallways.
Oh no,
I'm not ready for this.
No, I mean, let's not get carried away. She's going into middle school. I don't think you'll experience
well,
that till probably
grade,
high school.
It's eighth grade that's in a high school. And she's going to be with her brother who's breaking into high school.
See,
so now she's got
Zach, though. But you've got Zach to look out for her, too. Oh, you know, he can give you the 411.
Right,
I'm just saying, it's coming for you. This is it. Know that she... I wouldn't be surprised if she has a boyfriend this coming school year.
Am I supposed to meet parents? Like, at what point is that supposed to... You know, I just need somebody to hold my hand through this whole scenario.
You're not ready for it. I love it. But why Luke Bryan is warning Carrie Underwood that she needs therapy now that she's a judge on American Idol. We're hearing from Luke next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll get to why Luke Bryan is warning Carrie Underwood that she'll need therapy coming on as a judge on American Idol. But first, our buddy Cody Johnson. He is the real life cowboy. Taylor Sheridan is the creator of the show Yellowstone and has actually been trying to get Cody to act in the show for a while now. Cody ended up turning down a role for season 5 just because he said due to scheduling conflicts, being out on the road, and although he's not doing Yellowstone, it looks like Taylor Sheridan is trying to get Cody to be a part of some sort of cowboy movie that's in the works. And Cody said, quote, look, if you guys give me the notice, I can make this happen. So we may be seeing Cody Johnson on the big screen.
That is pretty cool. You know, for the most part, our country artists, just like Cody Johnson, I mean, they are booked.
Mm-hmm.
Booked up. I think it's hilarious when I look at their schedule and I'm like, how do they make this happen and still maintain a marriage? And it's a lot. So what he's saying is, and Cody Johnson seems to be one of the most level-headed men in the industry today, that he is maintaining his farm. He is maintaining all those fantastic things that... Yeah, you give him a year in advance and he knows, hey, well then as soon as this tour's done, to my company, let's not set up another tour.
Right.
Because I'm going to be busy that year doing acting.
I think it would be super, super cool to see this, too.
I'd love to see him.
Absolutely. And Jason Aldean is gearing up to open his fourth Jason Aldean kitchen and rooftop bar, this time in Las Vegas. He has locations, you may have been before, to Nashville, Gatlinburg, Pittsburgh. And we talked about it on the show, but it was early speculations that we thought it was Morgan Wallen going to be opening up this big bar and restaurant in Las Vegas. It'll be located right there on the Strip, 10,000 square feet, so it is going to be a big, big place. Pretty, wow. Pretty cool.
Hey, you know, I just had this realization. Like, remember, it was just a few years ago that Jason almost lost his life in Vegas with that shooting that took place. And to think that he's going full round to come back and be like, I'm still opening that place.
Absolutely.
There's no PTSD for me, so...
It's a beautiful, you know, just beautiful to see this all happen. And then lastly, we're so excited. Carrie Underwood is joining American Idol as a judge this season alongside Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie. Luke sharing some advice to Carrie.
If she has a therapist, she's probably going to have to double to deal with me and Lionel. Do therapists do gift cards where I can call her therapist and gift her a voucher?
I think it's going to be very interesting to see Carrie Underwood. You know, I don't know if she's going to be as spicy as Katy Perry was, but it should be interesting.
It'll be a lot of fun. And we know, like, Luke and Carrie, they've been friends forever. They don't live too far from each other in Nashville. You know, very, very good family friends. So I'm sure you'll definitely see that brother-sister fun dynamic between the two of them. And then Lionel, he's amazing. So I'm really looking forward to this upcoming season. It won't premiere till 2025, so we've got a little bit of time. But awesome to see Carrie Underwood up on that stage. So you can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. 710, you know the drill. We've got $1,000 Minute. If you're feeling lucky today, sign up on the K923 app and we'll give you a call.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Hey, what's going on, Anthony?
How you guys doing today?
Yeah, brother. Thank you so much for being on the $1,000 Minute. We're to understand you're a baseball softball dad.
I am.
100%. Yeah, I love that. You also work for Red Bull?
I do.
Dude, that is
the
awesome.
Best energy drink in the world.
You got it running through your veins, probably.
All day.
Hey, and I'm sure this $1,000 could totally help with the kiddos' softball, baseball, depending on if they're playing travel ball, uniforms, equipment.
Absolutely. It covers like two bats.
Well, that's the truth. Let's get this money in your hands. And you know how it works. We've got 10 questions. You lock it all down in 60 seconds, and that $1,000 is yours. If not, we're going to hook you up a really cool consolation prize with Bands, Brews, and Barbecues at SeaWorld. So it's a win-win.
Sounds great.
All right, let's see if you got what it takes for Winter Springs.
Here we go. Anthony, say pass to any of these questions if you don't know the answer right away so you don't take up too much time. But whatever you lock in first, we have to take. And any of those passes, we can come back to them.
All right, sounds good.
Here we go. Ready, Obi, with 60 seconds. Question number one. What is the study of the stars and space?
I know the name of it. Pass.
True or false, Colleen Hoover wrote the book It Starts With Us.
True.
Which theme park is the ride Tron located at?
Universal.
Name one of the five senses.
Smell.
A pickle is made from which fruit or vegetable?
Cucumber.
What does a sommelier specialize in?
Pass. I have no idea.
Which country would you find the Great Wall?
China.
UCF's hospitality school is called what? We've got lots of hotels around here. Same name.
Same name. I don't know. Pass.
What alcohol is used in a margarita?
Tequila.
What's the angle called if it's greater than 90 degrees?
I don't know. Pass.
That's time. That's all right, Anthony. So you passed on a couple. That first one, what is the study of the stars in space? It's astronomy. The one that you got wrong, which theme park is the ride Tron located at? It's at Magic Kingdom. And a sommelier specializes in wine. UCS Hospitality School is called Rosen. I said hotels because there's a bunch of Rosens around here.
I didn't know that either.
Well, there you go, Anthony. At least you picked up tickets to bands, brews, and barbecues. Now, we would love to play with you again in the future so this way we can actually get that $1,000 in your hands.
And you get to, at bands, brews, and barbecues, hang out with Gabby Barrett before the show. We're hooking you up with those meet and greet passes, and you'll see her play live there at SeaWorld.
Sounds awesome. I appreciate it.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Steven Oviedo hitting that panic button.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am. Quite a few years ago, I was hard up for cash and donated some sperm. And didn't think that my contact information was going to be shared or any of that. But turns out I have a biological son who is 18 and about to go to college and reached out to me and wants to have a relationship. I'm married. I have other biological children that are much younger. I am not in a position to pay for college or anything like that. And this guy wants to have a relationship with me, and I think it might be financial. I don't know.
Do you know that it's actually your kid, though?
Well, think about like the 23andMe's and all those things. All those things that exist. What'd you say?
I said he looks just like me.
How does
your wife feel about this? Does she know?
Yeah, she knows. We're very open and honest with each other. She thinks it's great. She thinks that we should totally invite him into our lives.
Hey, so wait a minute. So hold on. I know that I use my wife as a barometer for should we not?
Right. I understand that logic as well. I just don't know if I'm like going to be taking advantage. I don't know if it's going to be good for him, honestly. He's got a family that raised him, and it seems like he's got a good life.
You're trying to determine if you're ready for this.
Correct.
Okay, wait a minute. So what are we panicking about, though?
I'm panicking about the possibility of having to pay for 4 years of college for a kid that I have had no relationship with. And my kids that I have now, I have a 5- and 8-year-old, and I don't want them to feel like they're being put on the back burner.
Okay. You know? Let me just say three words to you, and it might actually firm everything up. And the three words are not "I love you." It's "free babysitter." You got a free babysitter now.
Yeah, well, Slater.
And you know what? He can be the big brother that those kids have never even known because nobody knew him.
Yeah, make him work for that college money.
Well, and you're just assuming that he, you know, wants a relationship because he wants you to pay for college. He may not. He may just want to get to know you.
Especially if he looks just like you. Wow. Okay, so why don't we do this? Let's open up the lines. Let's get you some advice because this is history breaking, at least for your family tree. Thank you so much for being honest with us.
And vulnerable.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Yeah, and it looks like we've got Anna Longwood, first one. She's ready to respond.
I want to say you got to be careful with this. Like, you could have a lawsuit on your hands. I know someone this happened exactly the same thing, basically, and it did not go well.
Okay, hold on. Give us 6 minutes. Want to hear what the rest of you got to say next, okay?
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So we've been talking to Steve this morning. Really just a tough situation he's in as he donated his DNA years ago. And now that baby boy, he's grown up. He's 18 years old and wants to meet him.
Anna, you already started talking about it. What was it?
So my friend had a kid that just turned 18 and he had donated sperm years ago. The kid wanted a relationship with him and he was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, yeah, let's get together. And they started a relationship. He basically, the kid ended up running up a bunch of credit card debt and then leaving him with it and just vanishing.
Wow. I do know friends that they adopted And that's what the adopted kids did to them. So, man, this is real rough. I don't know.
And you know what? He must be an incredible guy. Because I tried donating sperm in the past, right? And they do. They put down, you put down how much money you make, your profession, everything else. They rejected me once I got to the profession line. They didn't even test it out. So he must be a great guy. And I think he has it in him to be a great dad to three kids instead of two.
Well, it would be amazing.
I mean, if that's the way he decides to go, I wish him the best, but I just would say be careful.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Dasha, Austin, K923 Music. We have the best listeners.
We do.
Really do. And, you know, if sometimes you're calling and it takes a little long for us to pick up, just know that that's because we're talking to somebody else that we love. And we love all y'all. So, I mean, just kind of gotta wait in this line of love as we're tackling this for Steve. So Steve donated sperm a long time ago. Now he's got an 18-year-old who's knocking on the front door saying, hey, I want some relationship. And Steve's kind of freaking out because he doesn't know exactly to what extent. This could be, you know, does this kid want money? Does this kid want genuine relationship? Which, in my belief, I don't know, if you've grown up and you didn't know you had a dad or you didn't know who your dad was, then automatically you find out who he is, you immediately are curious.
Right. You can't blame him, especially at 18 years old. Now being, I'm sure he's thought about this for some time. He's 18, though. He can make his own decisions legally where he's like, I want to know about my family. I want to know more about my dad. Yeah. Where's he from? You know, oh my gosh, I look like him, or I totally see things that I do, you know, in me that I see in him as well. So I understand.
Well, and imagine the explaining. We didn't really sit down with Steve to talk about this, but what it was like to have to tell your wife, hey, right, so there's this other human out there who wants to meet us. He's legit, and our kids are going to have to get to know him someday. And you hope that he's going to be a great human.
Well, and you hope Steve, you know, ends up reaching out to him and allows him in his life in some capacity and whatever that decision that he and his family make. But I really think out of the goodness of this 18-year-old, He's got the heart of like just wanting to have some answers and to know who dad is. Not knocking on the door asking for money or, hey, can you pay for this? You know, you're my dad. Any
or
frustrations?
Take me in.
Right.
Yeah. Can I have a room in your house?
I think it's just genuine.
Woo. All right. Who's this?
My name is Rob from Melbourne.
Yeah. I feel like we've talked to you before.
Oh, yeah. You have. Father of six kids.
Yeah. You've always got great advice.
You know, he had no valid reason to say that he didn't want to be in this child's life. One was money, and two, he was using his other kids for an excuse that he wasn't going to get enough attention. I have six children, and I pay all of my children the same amount of attention. This kid probably just wants to really know where he comes from.
Exactly.
100%. He's curious.
You know, I think Slater said, obviously this guy's a good guy. No. If he's a good guy, then he stands up for his children. Even though it was supposed to be anonymous, you still give that child a chance because it wasn't his choice to be brought into this world.
You know what I think it really is? I think it comes down to, I think he feels guilty because he, at the time, obviously didn't think he was ready to have kids back 18 years ago.
So now here that decision is on his doorstep.
And he missed 18 years of this child's life. Yeah. And he's, wow. So I think that's where it comes down to it. So I think with all due respect, you're wrong in that. And how many of us regret things that have happened the past 18 years?
Yeah, but
I will tell you this. Through my whole life, I do not regret one decision I've ever made because it would have took one of my children away from me or all of mine.
But that's not his child. Nothing. That wasn't his child. Yeah. That was his donation that he made.
I got what you're saying. But what I'm saying is I wouldn't change any aspect of my life because I wouldn't have my kids.
Yeah. Anyone that ever calls panicking, they always lean. I mean, we're the show that does doing the right thing. So I think anyone that listens to it actually wants to do that. And they just want reassurance that they.
Yeah, but see, to me, if somebody were to come right now to my doorstep and be like, hey, so I'm your son, and they freaking look like me. They're 5'5". They look exactly like me. The only option is, well, you're my son. Then let's start a friendship. Even though I didn't want you, you're here.
Yeah,
you're here. You're on my doorstep. I can't turn my back on you now.
Hey, you're a part of me. You talk like me.
Earlier, you don't have to open up your wallet to him. You don't have to open up your home to him because you really don't know how this child was raised. But you have to give him an opportunity.
Do you have the kiddos in the car? I hear them.
Oh, yeah. Boys.
Yes?
Come have a good day.
Okay.
That's so great.
So cute. Hi.
All right, keep the calls coming as we want to be sensitive too, because I know that there's people listening right now that this is your scenario.
Mm-hmm.
This is your life, and you're hearing on it, you know, from somebody else. But nevertheless, just, yeah.
Taking those calls, 844-254-9232, as why Luke Bryan is warning Carrie Underwood that she needs therapy now that she's a judge on American Idol. We're hearing from Luke next in the All Access.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Kyle out in Ocoee, and you have an interesting story, Kyle. I'll let you start.
Hi. I had gone on a date with
with who?
Sorry. My uncle told me to call you guys to help me out.
Okay.
I went on a date with Patricia, and she hasn't called me back, so I guess I don't know what to do. You guys do that or something, like help people out?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what was your date like, if you could describe it to us?
It was fun. We went to dinner and talked.
Okay.
It was fun.
How long were y'all at dinner for?
I don't know. Like an hour? Like, how long does dinner usually take? I guess that's like normal dinner time.
An hour is kind of short for a date, isn't it?
Maybe it was longer.
Did you pull any moves, like trying to hold a hand, a kiss, even paying for the dinner bill at the end of the night?
I did. There was no like kissing or anything.
Okay.
And
no kissing.
That's all right.
Yeah.
How was she supposed to know that you even like her if you don't kiss her?
Bro, well, what if they had garlicky dinners, you know?
Like, did you have Italian? What did you end up
garlicky dinners?
Yeah, what'd you,
what, garlic rolls?
What'd you guys eat? Tacos, Italian?
We both had salmon.
Oh.
Yeah, you got the fish breath.
Okay, Kyle, let's go ahead and try to call Patricia and see what we can do. If you don't mind just holding on for us.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, Patricia, please.
This is she. Who's this?
It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. Hey. So there's three of us.
Morning.
Hello?
Who is this?
So it's Obi, Chloe, Slater. We do a morning radio show for the big station here in town, K92.3. We do things like the panic button, second date update.
Okay, so, sorry, a radio show? You're calling me?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. Well, okay, so you went on a date. We do something on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. I don't know if you're familiar, but we do something on our show where Kyle called us and said that he went on a date with you, and we'd love to pay for you guys to go on another date.
Kyle called you guys?
Yes, and we have a $75 gift card that we'd love to give you right now towards your second date.
With Kyle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're not interested.
He said y'all had salmon. We're thinking maybe because dinner was only about an hour. Is that the reason why? Obviously, something didn't go right.
Well, okay. I guess we're going to get into this.
Yeah, I get it. We do know a little bit more than you were probably expecting, but that's why we're trying to pair you two. It sounded nice. You two sounded nice together. That's why we're trying to make this happen.
Yeah, did you know that he liked you that much that he'd go through this trouble?
I mean, I'm honestly surprised. I'm honestly surprised that he would call you guys because, to be honest, okay, so, God, all right. So leading up to the date, I was absolutely stoked because this guy was so eloquent and smart and our banter was like on point. Like we would just text back and forth all day long and I was like, oh my God, I could talk to this guy for hours. Like I'm so excited to meet him. It was like, he was like really impressed me.
Wait a minute. You said just text, like no phone calls?
Yeah.
That's the way it works in 2023.
Yeah, but don't you want to like hear somebody's voice? Like, don't you want to hear what their voice quality is like? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are lucky I answered the phone. I never answer the phone.
Okay, so y'all were texting back and forth. Things were going great. Then you went on the date.
Yeah, and like, he just was a completely different person. He was so smart in text. You know what I mean? Like he's one of those people that just like, he was so eloquent. He made so many like interesting references and he got all my jokes. We were like on fire. And then in person, he was this stuttering, quiet mess. Like he was so shy, I guess. Like he was just, he like couldn't look me in the eye. He was just like, there was like all of that sort of confidence and eloquence was just gone.
And maybe he was just nervous
to have a conversation. I mean, sure.
Especially if you're a bombshell. It's very hard for a guy to just get lost in his own thoughts.
Sure, but we were already talking. We already had so, like, I didn't understand why, like, he was so different.
So in person, he's a dud. Is that what you would say?
I mean, yeah. Like, sorry. Oh, but no, also, like, if he...
This thing, I'm a dud.
Wait, hello?
Okay, so I think what's happening right now, Patricia, is you're hearing Kyle, who's on the line. So listen, so here's what we do. We have Kyle on the line because we wanted to get the both of you talking. And so, yeah, so Kyle, are you there?
Can she hear me?
Well, yeah,
yes,
you started.
I can hear you, Kyle.
Hey.
Hi.
Kyle, okay, is there something you wanted to tell Patricia?
I'm sorry, I guess. I was nervous, I'm a much better writer, I guess, than talker.
Bud, you like her that much?
I do. I think she's great. She's pretty and funny and smart.
Oh, what do you think about that, Patricia?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but, like, I've got to be able to talk to you. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to date, we got to be able to have it back and forth. Like we did on text. I don't understand.
Well, and you like his intellect, right? That's at least a compliment, Kyle.
I mean, I've always been a better writer. Like in high school, I was, you know, I got poetry awards and really did well with that. But I'm not like a kiss on the first date guy.
I didn't need you to kiss me on the first date. Just talk to me, man.
Wow. Okay, so can we wrap this up? We've got this $75 gift card in our hand. Can we give it to you guys to go on date number two?
There's so much to learn about each other.
I'd like to.
Okay, I mean, yes. All right, but just like... Don't be scared of me. It's like order your own meal at the, you know, when the waiter asks you what you want, don't like defer to me. Like, tell me what you want. Like, be a little, you know.
Wow, Kyle, you did that? Here, bro, you know what? We'll have a conversation with you off the air. Slater and I'll coach you up so this way you can be prepared for your next date with Patricia. Don't worry, Patricia, the next date's going to be amazing, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, hey,
Sam,
that'd be great.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K92.3 app.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Same station that would love to bless you with some All-Star Jam tickets. I cannot personally wait. This is going to be the first All-Star Jam that I wear actual cowboy boots.
Oh, that's right. Thanks to our friends at Skip's Western Outfitters. Oh, he's getting himself a nice pair of boots.
That's right. I put on my first pair out of Montana over the summer, and I was like...
You just walk different. You not talk different.
That,
you act different.
That. For somebody who's 5'5", bam, I'm 5'6". That's right.
It.
Watch out, people. All right. I do want to get to this little device. Chloe, you sent me this email about an AI device that you can wear around your neck that claims to be your new best friend.
I'm just saying, if you have an Alexa in your house, she is going to be so, so jealous. So there's a new companion. It's called Friend. It's been all over social media this weekend, and it's launching for $99. So it's a pendant you wear around your neck, and it's your best friend. You could talk to it. It'll respond to you via text message. You can have a conversation with it. You can just sit there and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe so-and-so is coming over tonight. And it'll literally... pick up what you say and send you a text within seconds.
It is, it's a little creepy.
It's weird.
So I watched the commercial. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of this commercial because you see these people and they're walking around with this pendant around their neck and they're basically going to it for all sorts of advice, for words of confirmation, for encouragement. And here's a little piece of a girl and a guy on a rooftop dating. Well, hold on, let me get it right here.
It's really nice up here. How'd you find this place?
I just kind of like to come up here to be by myself. I've never brought anybody else. I mean, besides her.
She goes everywhere with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
She goes everywhere with you?
Weird.
She goes everywhere with you? Like now you can name
He's
this thing around your neck?
To the necklace.
Okay, so here are my problems, okay? And I love conspiracies. And let me just say this. If you're not into conspiracies after you've seen what this nation has gone through and what the world's going through, you need to like recalibrate because to me, man, this thing is recording your thoughts, mm-hmm. your patterns, your moves, your emotions, vital signs. I mean, it even knows your vitals. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I get it in the world that we live in. We say this all the time. You know, nothing's private. If someone wants to find out information about you, easily they can with a quick search button on the internet. But this, you are opening up a whole new world. It's like anytime you let any smart device in your home. I mean, your Alexa picks up and listens to things that you say in your house. You know, now imagine a pendant that's on you 24/7, you take everywhere with you, listening to every single word that you're saying. And then where's all that information being stored? Who's going back and reading through it? Who's looking at it? You know?
All right, so there are a couple things here that I did see that I thought was funny. You know, I don't know if you remember the Tamagotchis. So the Tamagotchi was like a little, it was like a little pendant size.
Of course I remember. Okay. I had one.
So it was a digital pet that you kept alive. And much like this thing, if you lose it, there go all the memories. Like it's self-contained. So it's not, well, for us, it's not uploading to a cloud. Who knows this company, if they have their own cloud? Because I would imagine that this is a beautiful way to understand each individual who owns one of these to the last drop. Right? Because as soon as you say something out loud, this thing sends you, oh, and that's the way it gives you advice. Did you explain that, Chloe? That as soon as I go to it, I'm like, man, you know, I really hate working here. The work environment sucks. It sends you a text. And sometimes the text, I saw the commercial. The text can be like, you need to quit that job.
What is this teaching us as human beings, Obi? For $100, you can have a fake friend. You can literally have a conversation with basically your necklace that turns into a text and it sends you. Like, there's no communication. Like, where are people? You know, you need people to people. Yeah. You need that human interaction and that contact. And this is just like moving the farthest thing away from it.
Yeah, because I immediately in my head, I picture somebody who's talking to a group of individuals, right? And then you turn away and you talk to your little device.
Right.
And
you don't even need friends
anymore.
Yeah,
you're like, I hated that meeting. And you know what? Sarah, back in sales, I hate Sarah. And then it texts you, yeah, Sarah sucks. I mean, it's not encouraging.
No.
So anyways, I just thought that would be interesting as this. Y'all, whenever we talk about these little devices, you know, it was maybe about 7 years ago that we were talking about the Alexas and the Google Homes. These things are getting better and better, and they're coming up in newer, brand new, closer than ever products.
I think we buy it just to try it out. Not because we want to keep it, but for $100.
I'll like leave if that thing here in the
Obi,
studio.
You, Slater, you, I refer to you as Obi. You are Obi. But if we like all split it, I mean, we could just try it just to see how it works.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.